instability in the African nation of Sudan. Worry in our hearts is how some demonstrators are describing the situation in Sudan's capital. Their country's military appears to have taken over in another coup. Sudan has seen several of those since the late 20th century. Its former president, Omar al-Bashir, was a military leader when he seized power in 1989. He was known for his harsh rule over the Sudanese people, and he's been accused of crimes against humanity and genocide in Sudan's western Darfur region. During massive civilian protests in 2019, the military took over once again, forcing President al-Bashir out of office. A transitional government was set up, power was shared between military and civilian groups, but tensions stayed high in the African nation. In September, forces that were loyal to the country's former president tried and failed to take power back, and in October, thousands of demonstrators gathered in front of the presidential palace to demand the military take control again, while thousands of others amassed in the streets to support the nation's civilian leaders. So instability in Sudan is ongoing. What's happening right now? Sudan's military has broken up its power-sharing government with civilian leaders. It's declared a state of emergency. It's reportedly arrested government officials, according to witnesses. And the head of Sudan's armed forces says a, quote, independent and fair representative government would take control until a new one is elected in 2023. Flights have been suspended from the capital's international airport. Internet connections have been severely disrupted. Sudan's civilian prime minister, who was arrested, has called for the Sudanese to peacefully protest the takeover. Many people have taken to the streets, and there have been some reports of violence against the demonstrators. Several other countries, including the United States, are speaking out against the apparent military coup and calling for stability in Sudan.